Chapter 69. And this is the Herald of Andraste, the Inquisitor Llewellyn, Josephine finishes, gesturing to where she hopes the Herald is. She had asked Llewellyn to wait there, but the chances of her actually being there, when there is no one to keep an eye on her and remind her why she's staying in a certain location for more than 15 minutes at a time, is slim.
"That's the Herald?" Alistair raises an eyebrow. "She looks rather sleepy, doesn't she?"
Josephine turns to look, and Llewellyn's eyes are half-closed and she's staring, vacantly, out a window, which she supposes isn't a very bad impression to make. Llewellyn tends to, when not in the middle of asking questions as fast as she can think them, look rather sleepy. It's serene in its own way.
"I don't think she looked quite that tired the last time I saw her," the king muses. "But I could be wrong, seeing as I was busy yelling and being kingly and whatnot at the time. Is she awake? How long has the poor girl been sitting there? Has she and the chair become one being? Also, if Leliana attempts to mock me for my state of Ferelden dress, not my choice, by the way, though it is warmer than what a majority of your people have on, did you notice the fact that there's a half-naked Kunari in your tavern? No? Just me? The Kunari I know tend to wear shirts. I'm going to point out that she's dressed the Herald of Andraste in beige sleepwear."
Josephine takes a moment to marvel, because as the king slowly talks, and shows Josephine exactly why Leliana was so set on dragging the king to Skyhold, or forcing Llewellyn's way into his courtroom, Llewellyn slowly perks up, sitting, crouched, on top of the chair, looking something like the poppy flower Varric always called her.
"You're Alistair," she says, standing on the chair, hands waving at her sides as she blooms into a smile. "Hello, you're a king. Your hair is nice. You look very tired. Hello, do you have a dog? Cullen says that you're a dog lord, and everyone says that everyone in Ferelden has a dog at some point in their life. Where is your dog? May I pet your dog? You do have a dog, don't you? Your clothes look warm. Do all Fereldens put fur on everything? Because Cullen has a huge fur pelt." Llewellyn gestures with her arms. "And it smells a little damp, but it's nice to touch, and I asked permission, so it's all right. And don't get the wrong idea. People are always getting the wrong idea. Oh, have you met Rex the Nug yet? He's very brown. Are there brown Nugs in Ferelden? I'd only ever seen the pink ones before Rex. How was your trip?" As she's talking, Alistair is more than keeping up with her. He's slipping his own questions in, and he's walking towards her, and he's looking up and she's looking down, and both of their hands are flying in gestures.
"I am Alistair, and you're Llewellyn. Do be careful on that chair. I don't trust it. It looks like it came with the castle. Did it? I am a king, and you're an inquisitor, and we both have castles and armies, so I think that makes us even. Have you looked into a mirror recently? Because you look more tired than I do. And I think that's saying something awful about something. Not how you look. I mean, you look nice, considering. My love has a dog, and I have an entire kennel of dogs, but the dog that I'm closest to is her dog. Of course I have a dog. What kind of Ferelden would I be without a dog? He's a Mabari, you know. Survived the Blight with us. Ostagar and all. I'm sure that if he were here and not with the Grey Wardens, he would be delighted for you to pet him. He always was such a lady's dog, honestly. Did you know he stole Morrigan's underthings once? I heard Morrigan is here, and frankly, I'm terrified of seeing her again. I don't know about the fur part, but your pants look extremely uncomfortable. I've seen pink Nugs, but brown Nugs are Orlesian, aren't they? Oh, those Orlesians and their strange little Nugs."
Josephine stares, and turns towards the door where Leliana is leaning against the doorframe and smirking.
"You could have warned me," Josephine says, as the two continue to talk rapid fire at each other, seeming not to mind that one of them is standing on a chair.
"I said they'd get along, didn't I?" Leliana replies. "It's a shame that Zevran and Surana couldn't make it.
They would have been smitten. Leliana laughs, light and bright, in ways she hasn't laughed in what feels like ages. Josephine sighs. I can't wait to lead them around Skyhold, Leliana continues. Can you imagine? Morrigan is going to scream.
I'm going to sleep here tonight, Llewellyn says, and Krem only sighs and tosses his covers back for her. She hums, lying down and curling up, pressing her nose against the back of Krem's neck. I like you. You don't say things.
I think I'm being trained, Krem replies. I can't believe I didn't realize how devious you are. Normally, I'm good at that kind of thing, spotting the sneaky ones. Like Dalish.
Dalish isn't sneaky, Llewellyn replies, wiggling around to hook her chin over his shoulder. She's pretty, and smart, and nice. You've got yourself a really talented archer.
Krem snorts. Yeah, archer. Right.
It's an elven thing, Llewellyn says, patting his shoulder. You wouldn't understand.
I'm beginning to get that, yeah, Krem replies. Yawns. Go to sleep, boss. You've got a big day of important business tomorrow.
And if you're sleeping here, I'm waking you up early for training, too.
I always wake up early, Llewellyn replies, moving so that she's curled on her side, her back to his. It's actually kind of nice, in a weird sort of way.
I've got to feed the horses, except for when I don't wake up early, and I give them lunch instead.
Krem waits until she drifts off. For someone who talks so much and is always moving, she falls asleep so easily. Maybe it's because she's always talking and moving. It's like she can sleep on command sometimes. A useful skill, definitely. Krem wonders if anyone's confirmed that yet. He'll ask the chief tomorrow. Another thing to add to the long list of eccentricities and quirks the Inquisitor has. Sleeping on command. Walking on her hands, twisting herself into improbable and painful-looking contortions.
You are such a softie,
Rocky says from the next bed.
As if you aren't either, Krem whispers back. Have you ever told her no?
I don't think so. Go to sleep. Chances are she's going to be the one waking you up, and you're going to need your energy for that.
I'm lost, Llewellyn says. Sarah? Blackwall? Dorian? Can anyone hear me?
Silence. Llewellyn stares at a deep mushroom and sighs. At least it's cool down here.
You know, I swear you're the exact same mushroom I picked half an hour ago, she says to the plant, poking at one of the glowing protrusions. You wouldn't happen to know where I am. I swear that I've been going in circles and I have no idea how to get anywhere. All of the tunnels lead to the same places I've been before, and I need to go up. But whenever I go up, I end up going down and sideways, and this is all very, very confusing. It is a very confusing time for me.
Predictably, the mushroom does not answer her. Llewellyn starts cutting it off with a knife. Either someone at Skyhold will make poison with it, or Rocky will use it to make liquor. And that tends to make the Chargers happy, and she likes it when they're happy, though she'll probably stay out of the tavern when they're drinking it.
They get weird on deep mushroom wine. Really weird.
I think we lost Blackwall in a tunnel. Clearly not this one, Llewellyn says as she's cutting away at mushroom. And I think we lost Sarah at the Oasis. Dorian and I were together, but then there was another tunnel, and I really don't know. I'm just glad there aren't any rifts that I can tell. I don't think I could handle a rift on my own. Also, everything around here goes in circles, Every path I take leads me back to the oasis, but I want to go up. And in theory, this should lead me back to Sarah. But I think Sarah is moving around because I haven't seen her. Llewellyn pauses and picks up a rock and draws an arrow on the wall. Then, after some thought, a crude drawing of a hand with light coming out of it. And in theory, this should say that I'm going that way. But in practice, I don't know if anyone is paying attention, Llewellyn says to the remains of the mushroom. This is why I need a dog. I'm going to write this down and tell Cassandra, and maybe she'll let me bring the puppies along next time. I mean, they're pretty big at this point and could use some experience, right? Right. Good talk. Goodbye, mushroom.
She pets it, making a face when her hand meets sticky residue, wiping it on her thigh.
May we meet again when you've grown back more pieces.
Llewellyn walks in the direction she drew her arrow, bracing herself to enter full sunlight once more.
There is a large dragon skull sitting at the end of the great hall, Dorian says. Why?
Cullen pinches the bridge of his nose and waves over at Cabot for another drink. Dorian takes this as a sign and reaches over to steal one of Krem's bottles. Krem swats at his wrist, but lets him take it anyway. The Herald defeated a dragon. She does that quite often, despite how many times I've yelled at her in complete hysterics not to go around antagonizing giant fire-breathing lizards. Yes, Dorian says, examining the bottle.
Krem, you are supposed to have good taste. I'm severely disappointed in you. One out of two Tevinters with good taste is less than 0.5%. Show some country pride, damn you. You're bringing down our rate of success.
I do have good taste. You have questionable taste, Krem replies. Let the commander tell his story.
For the first time, we sent the remains for study, Cullen says. The second time, we used the remains for armor and weapons material. This time, Josephine wanted to make a point.
Oh, dear.
She turned the skull into a throne. Cullen presses his thumb to the center of his forehead.
A damned throne. It's ridiculous.
Llewellyn is going to look like a toy doll sitting on that thing, Dorian says, exchanging the bottle he took for another one, humming, because this one is at least excusably distasteful. It was a bad year for reds.
A toy doll made out of twigs.
Cullen snorts. She's delighted by it.
No, Dorian says. She has better taste than that.
Apparently she doesn't, Krem says, because I saw her hugging the thing earlier and wondering what to name it.
You don't name thrones, Dorian protests. You're pulling my leg.
Tell that to her, Krem says, standing up to help Dalish carry drinks. I'm pretty sure she has her heart set on Hiccup. Don't ask why.
Dorian turns to Cullen, who sighs and answers into his ale.
Varric saw it and started laughing so hard he got hiccups.